This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer here, filling in for Alex. We're going to take some of your calls in the next hour. Roger Stone hosting the fourth hour. But did you know there were actually planned terror attacks over Christmas that got foiled? That's right. Here's our own Leanne McAdoo breaking it down.
There's new information coming out on the would-be domestic terrorist Everett Aaron Jameson. He had planned to carry out a Christmas Day attack at Pier 39 in San Francisco. He was arrested by the authorities after he told the FBI of his plan to carry out this atrocity. He said it would be perfect. The pier would be packed with people. So he's obviously mentally ill, but this guy is a former U.S. Marine who converted to Islam 2 years ago, and Paul Joseph Watson is now reporting that he was also an anti-Trump, Antifa supporter. He was recently liking a lot of different Antifa groups on Facebook, Berkeley Antifa, Antifa California, Sacramento, and he was also liking a number of other far-left pages, including Trump Resistance Movement, Things Trump Supporters Say, U.S. Democratic Socialist. He also loved The Young Turks, CNN, BuzzFeed, Al Jazeera, and he was also sympathizing with a number of other pro-Muslim pages. This is interesting because it shows that Jameson's political ideology was kind of a mixture of radical far-left thinking and Islam. Now, Watson points out how the media is reporting about the fact that Jameson had recently been liking pro-terrorism content on Facebook, that he was showing his support for that ISIS-inspired Halloween truck attack that took place in New York. But what the media is not telling you is the fact that he's also liking and linking with CNN, BuzzFeed, and these Antifa groups, anti-Trump groups. And as we have reported back in 2015, the ISIS manifesto, Black Flags from Rome, actually encouraged its supporters to go to these far-left protests and link up with these leftist activists because they talk about sharing broadly the same goals as radical Islamists do. European Muslims aligning with left-wing activists. How will this happen? Have you ever been at a pro-Palestine, anti-Israel protest? You will see many activists who are not even Muslims who are supportive of what Muslims are calling for, the fall of Zionism. It is most likely here that connections between Muslims and left-wing activists will be made, and a portion from them will realize that protests are not effective and that armed combat is the alternative. So they will start to work together in small cells of groups to fight and sabotage against the financial elite. And so now we're actually starting to see that taking place as well. Back in November, Paul Joseph Watson was tweeting about a recently released FBI field report that Antifa radicals were meeting with Islamic terrorists to obtain weapons and training, and that they have improvised explosives being stored on college campuses. So why is the media failing to talk to you about the would-be terrorists' connections with Antifa? Well, let's not forget that we have just recently had a spate of glowing reports of Antifa. What to wear to smash the state? Is it okay to punch a Nazi in the face? Who are Antifa? They're just these little political whippersnappers that are standing up to fascism. Now, of course, they failed to link their readers to this FBI field report showing that the Antifa is receiving weapons and trainings from ISIS or radical Islamists. They also failed to mention how the activities of Antifa have been officially labeled domestic terrorist activities by the Department of Homeland Security, who is worried about the increasing violence happening within this far-left group. Bet your bottom dollar if this wannabe domestic terrorist, Everett Jameson, had been liking Alex Jones and InfoWars and other right-wing conspiracy websites, that would be front page news. Alex Jones has done it again. He's radicalized another would-be domestic terrorist. But no, they don't want to draw your attention that these people are more aligned with the political ideology that's being spouted off over at places like CNN and the Young Turks and BuzzFeed and the Democratic Socialists of America and ISIS.
and you won't believe what CNN is doing now. We'll be right back.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
President Trump has said he hopes to unify the country. Have you in the first month seen him do or say anything that, in your opinion, would be an attempt to heal the wounds of the election?
Well, first of all, there's only been 1 month in office, and so it's he's got 4 years. Secondly, I think you have to take the man for his word that he wants to unify the country, and we'll see whether he's able to do so. It's hard to unify the country, though, with the news media being so split up. When I was president, you mattered a lot more.
There's George Bush telling Rat Lauer. This was not Rat Lauer locking him in his desk like he apparently did with, interns or whatever. This is George Bush telling Rat Lauer right to his face, you're irrelevant, bro. Sorry, you're irrelevant. And that's why Obama, in his interview with Prince Harry, was saying, it's too bad that everyone doesn't go to three sources for news anymore. We can't control the information. We used to be able to control the information. We could get away with starting wars, like the Gulf of Tonkin incident. We could get away with lying about weapons of mass destruction. It was so easy for us then to lie to the American public and then just eat it up because we controlled all the news sources. But now with the internet and InfoWars, well, we don't know what to do. It's out of control. They're actually getting the sources. They're getting the information out there to the people. And the people are thinking for themselves, we need to shut this down. And that's what Hillary would have done had she had gotten in office. Now, this has really been tough for CNN. CNN, in fact, I don't know if CNN had its worst year ever in ratings this year, but it was bad. It was bad. They got eclipsed by MSNBC now. Can you imagine Rachel Maddow beating you in the ratings? A literal cartoon character cutout of Mandark. So she now beats CNN. That's how pathetic CNN is. So what is CNN doing? They're going full TMZ, full paparazzi, and this also shows you how obsessed they are with Donald Trump. Oh, you think CNN hates Trump? They may, but they are obsessed. Don Lemon, CNN would live in Trump's pocket if they could. Don Lemon would live in Trump's underwear. Yeah, I'm going to say it. He would. He would live in Trump's underwear just so he could report on a fart. So here's CNN, a reporter hiding in the bushes to film President Trump playing golf.
From angry tweeting, the president was back at it once again.
So there's the image. This is from CNN. There's someone hiding in a tree.
Law enforcement.
They're literally hiding in a tree to get this footage of Donald Trump playing golf.
Terrorism. He was also going after
talk about sad. No news to report on? No family to celebrate Christmas? You're going to hide out in the bushes. I don't know who that CNN reporter was, but maybe he should go work for TMZ because I think they're actually doing better than CNN now. But folks, the reason why we are competitive, the reason why they freak out because InfoWars exists is because we're supported by you. We aren't supported by big advertising firms. We don't get any. Google Ads won't even put us on there anymore. They just shut us down. YouTube tries to demonetize us. So we have to go full independent, and we make products that allows you to support us so that we don't have to rely on anyone else but our audience. And we had great, great Christmas specials. Now we've got some new specials coming up for the new year, including the New Year Gut Pack, which includes 25% off Myco ZX, 33% off Floralife, and 50% off Alpha Power, one of our newest products. But the big special for gut health here that's on InfoWarsStore.com right now is Myco ZX plus Floralife. That's a pack for your gut health. Myco ZX plus Floralife, 50% off. Great combo pack at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Myco ZX plus Floralife, 50% off. And a lot of people are starting to notice now. Everyone's having these gut problems, these digestive problems, and probiotics are kind of becoming a household thing now. Well, again, just like DNA Force, just like, you know, Survival Shield X2, we have the groundbreaking products at InfoWarsStore.com. And for gut health, we've got that too. So take advantage of the Myco ZX Floralife combo, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But all kinds of specials as usual at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure to support us. You make it all possible. And then when you support us, we continue to expand, and Barack Obama's head continues to spin because he can't control the news. Nothing upsets the globalists more, nothing upsets the deep state more than the fact they cannot control us. That's why they hate us. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of all the gut specials, and then still 50% off BrainForce. So, I mean, BrainForce Plus is still 50% off, 67% off Silver Bullet. That's very key right now. There's some illnesses going around, so you're definitely going to want to get some Silver Bullet, folks, let me tell you. Okay, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number, and we're going to start aggregating your calls. We'll take them sometime during this hour. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-ALEX, and we will be taking your phone calls in this hour and a little bit into the next hour. Let me just cover some of this news here. I'm a little upset because I've always kind of been a proponent for global warming. I've never really liked winter much. I don't even really like snow. I did have a white Christmas in St. Louis, but snow, I'm not a fan of snow. So I like the fact that I moved down to Austin here and I barely have to put up with any winter. But, boy, this global warming thing is just failing miserably. International Falls, Minnesota drops to record low negative 37 degrees. Near record cold New Year's Eve expected in New York City. Unforgiving cold snap will engulf eastern two-thirds of the nation throughout New Year's Day. Let's just look at some of these temperatures we're expecting here over the weekend. And so our audience across the states can be like, wow, we're about to get a record low here. Minneapolis is expecting a low of negative 15. Milwaukee expecting a low of negative 2. St. Louis expecting a low of negative 9. I lived in St. Louis for 26 years, and I can only think of two other occasions when it was consistently in the negatives. So that is very rare. Oklahoma City, negative 1 low. Dallas is expecting a low of 11. Chicago, negative 1. Detroit, 4. Cleveland, 11. Indianapolis, minus 5. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So I guess that global warming thing isn't working. Rats. That's too bad. I was kind of hoping for it. I kind of wanted beachfront property in St. Louis or Austin or wherever. I mean, everywhere's going to be a beach when global warming kicks in. You know, the amazing thing about it is you have people. The reason why global warming is beyond politics and why people get so angry about it is because it's actually about Earth and it's about survival and it's about humanity, where the liberal media complex with, you know, President Obama, Al Gore, and such other figures have sold a false bill of goods saying that we don't care about the planet, we're killing the planet. Coal's killing the planet. Mining's killing. It's all killing the planet. It's all global warming. And you say, okay, well, maybe there's some stuff to that. Okay, let's have an open conversation about it. But they don't have an open conversation. They give you fake formulas that you can't even, they just make formulas up. They fabricate the measurements of temperature that they get in some of these locations. But why am I even talking about that? All you have to do, see, this is the craziest thing. They virtue signal and they tug at the heartstrings of these poor, soul-sucked humans that fall for fake news and they say Trump doesn't care about the planet Earth. Republicans don't care about Earth. Can you believe that? That is the most evil thing ever. They don't even care about the planet. They'll kill us all. And you say, well, okay, who do you trust? Well, Al Gore has been calling out. Well, wait a second. Let's go back and let's look at Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, from just over 10 years ago. Everything he said is wrong. Everything he said is wrong. And they still give him a platform. They still give him a podium. And he still flops his gums telling you we need to do something about global warming. Oh, but now they ratchet it back. It's not global warming now. It's climate change. It's climate change. Well, yeah. So, climate change deniers. No, we were the ones saying it was climate change while you said it was global warming. So technically, the climate change deniers are now the ones pointing fingers saying you deny climate change. What do you know? Another double standard from the leftist ideology. Shocking.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. I've noticed an interesting trend in the last couple of months. And you may have noticed this too. What happens is, it's like, honestly, the whole Russian collusion thing is the best example of this. But to be more specific, the media reports on something because of political biases and because they want to have a self-fulfilling prophecy. So they report on something over and over, like the Russian investigation or the Russian collusion. They report on something over and over and over, and then they think it's real. And so now they've basically planted a seed of lies in their own head that they water themselves with misinformation. And so what happens is they get confused and they don't understand what's going on, because nothing that's happening in reality is actually matching what they've built up in their own mind because of the confusion that they've essentially instilled in themselves. So in a smaller example, here is the NBC broadcast where they're whining about being confused because they don't understand the tax bill.
The new law limits property tax deduction to just $10,000 in 2018, but homeowners in high tax states and cities who prepay next year's bill before the end of 2017 may save money. May, because it depends on a number of factors, something accountant Matt Meyer has had to explain to his Chicago area clients in a deluge of panicked phone calls.
It's ridiculous. Tax season started a month early. You know, usually in the month of December, we're going on vacation, we're taking
it
easy.
Oh my gosh, I have to work more.
But this year, Meyer and his team are spending their time explaining the new law.
It means something different for absolutely every single person. A tax bill is supposed to simplify things, and it really hasn't.
Many taxpayers don't realize that the changes won't be a factor in this year's returns. They'll see the full impact come April 2019. And for anyone looking to make those prepayments on property taxes, they'll need to check in with the tax collector in their hometowns. In Montclair, the office will be open on Saturday.
Craig, the takeaway is this. If you are confused, you're actually not alone. Reach out to a professional. Get an accountant.
Oh, you're confused.
If you don't have one, have them look at your financial situation and give you some advice and maybe steer clear of that
confused
advice at the holiday dinner table. Depends on your family. But
good advice.
Yeah, you know, if you're confused at how Donald Trump won the election, I don't know why. I mean, we just told you Hillary was going to win the whole time. You know, if you're confused why Trump hasn't been brought down for Russian collusion, even though we've been talking about it and there's a special counsel here, if you're confused, well, yeah, I don't know why you're confused on that. It's just because we've been reporting it. Obviously, it's true. Now, if you're confused by this tax bill because Trump is actually going to cut taxes, then, you know, we're confused, too. We don't understand. No, this is, they think that they can have a self-fulfilling prophecy by reporting on a story that doesn't exist. No matter what happens, no matter whether it's positive or negative about Trump, they put their spin on it, and then it's never accurate. So then their audience, of course, is confused because they haven't told their audience anything that's real. And then they're just saying, it's okay to be confused. It's okay. Yeah, they pat him on the head. Ah, oh, you're confused. It's okay. We're confused, too. We don't understand it. Make America great again. We don't get it either. We don't get it. Why would we want to make America great? You know, America being great, we don't want that. Now, here's what's not going to be confusing. This is from the Daily Caller today. Nearly 450,000 people fled these three deep blue states in 2017. Folks, there is about to be a tax refugee scenario. If you live in New York, Chicago, or Illinois, I have a feeling that they are about to be losing population. Because here's what's happened. I don't understand. I honestly don't understand someone that has a problem with what Donald Trump did for the state and local taxes, except selfish purposes. Which, okay, you don't want to pay as much taxes. I get it. But why should, see, this is a crime to me. How is it that states like New York and Illinois and California get to wantonly spend and spend and spend and have sanctuary cities and have massive welfare states so that they tax their people into oblivion so that they can bring in non-citizens and support them? And so Trump says, look, you have not been paying your fair share of taxes. And that's the truth. If you lived in New York or Illinois or California or one of these states that has a huge state tax, you haven't been paying your fair share. You have been getting a cut. Now you have to pay as much as the rest of us. That's going to suck. And now maybe you're going to rethink those welfare states. Or you're just going to move, which is what we're already seeing happening, and it's going to happen again. So, yeah, if you're in New York and you had to pay $12,000 in state and local taxes, you get to write that off of your federal taxes, and then you don't pay them. Well, I'm sorry. That's not fair. Why should I have to pay more because you want to have a sanctuary city in California? Why should I have to pay more because Rahm Emanuel wants to have a sanctuary city in Chicago? So I just don't understand. And it's, I mean, I could name names here, but big mainline conservatives are ticked about it. It's not my fault you moved to California and live there. It's not my fault that Governor Moonbeam Brown out there is just raising your tax. He's not even there half the time. So what does he care? He didn't pay the taxes anyway. So I'm expecting this number to grow. 450,000 fled deep blue states in 2017. I bet that number grows in 2018. And doesn't that just tell you what Democrats do to cities? What Democrats do to states? They destroy them. Look at any inner city in this country that has been run by Democrats for multiple decades. Baltimore, Chicago, St. Louis, name the city in California. What's happening? They're all broke. The inner cities are infested with gangs and violence and drugs. And, we're going to have gun laws in Chicago. Well, then how come there's a shooting seemingly every weekend? I think there were 5 shootings over Christmas Day weekend in Chicago. So if you want to know the real story here that you already knew, Democrats destroy things. They destroy economies. They destroy cultures. They destroy societies. They destroy the family. They destroy race relations. They destroy the school systems. They destroy everything. That's why they have a D next to their name. It's not Democrat. It's destroy. And now they want to destroy America. Now they want to destroy Trump. Now they want to destroy a tax cut. So I'm expecting the tax refugees to maybe even approach close to 1 million in the year 2018, because these people, and they're probably clueless, they don't have a clue in New York or California or Illinois how they're just getting bent over by their state for these taxes because they're paying for non-citizens and sanctuary cities and welfare states. You mean now that you have to pay for the sanctuary city, you mean now that you have to pay for the non-citizen, now that you have to pay for the welfare state, you don't like it? Now that you have to pay for it, you don't like it? Oh, shocking. I wonder who's felt that way.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Anything and everything they think they can attack Trump on, they will. It doesn't matter if it makes sense, if it's a non-existent story. They'll just go after Trump because that's how filled with hate and rage and lies they are. And now you've got this MSNBC, I guess he's a sports editor or commentator or something, saying that Trump is racist because of his comments on the NFL. Here's that clip.
Dave, let me ask you really quickly about some of the accusations that the president's comments have had racial undertones to them.
Sure.
When you think of some of the comments
MSNBC
that have been made
just
by
obsessed with race.
And many of them prominent
these
black
people are
athletes.
Obsessed with race.
The response that the president has given. He's categorically denied that this has anything to do with that race, but
pause it for a second. These people are so obsessed with race. See, they don't get it. Most conservative, I'm not saying racism, but the average conservative, or let's just say Trump, let's just say Donald Trump, when he looks at someone, he's not saying, oh, it's a black person, or it's a, Hispanic person or it's a white person. He just sees a person. These liberals, these people on MSNBC, CNN, these are the people obsessed with race. See, the first thing they think is what color the skin is, and then they immediately make 100 judgments based on that. These are the real racists. You want to tune in to racist news, go to MSNBC. Go back to the clip.
Cited here in the article, it seems that there is a racial undertone.
Race baiting. You're racist. Race. Obsessed over race.
It's not a dog whistle. It's an air raid siren. If you look at some of the people in the sports world who've actually been the most critical of Donald Trump.
Pause it right there. Oh, you mean guys that play with a ball for a living? Wow. Guys that dribble a basketball and throw a ball around a yard. I'm shocked that they aren't the most politically savvy people. I mean, wow. I'm not insulting athletes. Plenty of them are very, very brilliant people. I'm just saying, it's like, oh my gosh, these athletes, you know, they think this about Trump. Well, no kidding. They play with a ball all day long. Go back.
Popovich, the coach of the Spurs, Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Pause it right there. I'm 100% convinced that the only reason you're hearing these head coaches say this is so that they can still be friends and cater to their athletes. I don't know if they actually believe it. Go back.
From Donald Trump to either of them, they happen to be white. The people who he has responded to.
Again, obsessed over race.
Colin Kaepernick, Jamel Hill from ESPN, LeVar Ball.
These people are all anti-American.
This focusing.
It has nothing to do with race. That's what they don't get.
Ungrateful people in the sports world who are black. And I just want to point out that this is a very old playbook in this country. It dates back to Jack Johnson, who was condemned by the U.S. Congress. He was the first black heavyweight boxing champion. And this idea that when you focus on black athletes,
what they're doing,
white resentment, because there's anger about whether it's their salary, their fame, or this idea that you know, they should be grateful for having these opportunities as if they haven't worked for them.
Yeah, pause it real quick. Yeah, that's right. That's right, bud, because I'm sure these basketball players could go make tens of millions of dollars in any other country. No. Yeah, I'm sure all of these football players could go make tens of millions of dollars in any other. No. No. So the only place where they could actually do what they do and make money is America. Oh, but America's the problem, and it's a race issue. And they should feel entitled to just get all the praise in the world. Why wouldn't you be grateful that you get 3 million people a year, if you're an athlete and you're a baseball player, you get 3 million people a year to come out and watch you? Yeah, I would be grateful. I'm grateful for our audience. Go back to this troll.
In, you know, a million people who would have the skill and ability to achieve that plateau. And we can actually build upon the history of previous generations of activist athletes to understand not only how to keep pushing forward sports as a platform for social change, but also keep pushing forward the very idea that you don't sign away
your positive change
or to have a political opinion.
It used to be organic.
As well as having
backlashes. It's all forced. It's all force-fed. It's all based on lies. You know, it's all manipulated by Soros and Linda Cockroach Sarsour. I mean, it's just such a joke. Now, so he mentions in there, he's like, oh, well, this is obviously a racial thing because most players in the NFL are black. Most players in the NBA are black. Well, then, I'm sorry then. As a white person, I think they have black privilege. 90% of those leagues are black. Well, it must be black privilege. No, it's because they're better athletes. We don't obsess over skin color here. That's MSNBC. And again, you know, these, let me just tell you something. People don't know I came from sports media. Now, here's the thing. And I'll actually give LeVar Ball a little credit for something, even though he was very disrespectful and unappreciative of what President Trump did. I'll give him credit for something. If you want to do something about one of the biggest crimes probably in the history of sports, that is universities taking advantage of black students, it's time to shut down the NCAA. Do you realize that the NCAA makes billions and billions of dollars every year and doesn't pay their athletes a dime? Do you realize that probably, I don't know the number, but I would say at least 80% of NCAA rosters for basketball are probably African-American males? They don't get paid. Where's the outcry? Mark Emmert and the NCAA make billions of dollars hand over fist every year. What do the athletes get? Nada. Zip. Zilch.
Well, where's the call for something to be done about that? Where's the racism there? How about the NCAA? You want to talk about being racist? How racist is the NCAA basketball? Let me tell you something. The reason why the NCAA is so dirty, I mean, you could read on for days about scandals in the NCAA. Made up classes, kids faking classes, kids getting cars, kids getting payouts. They can't even sell a headband they wore during the game, and that's illegal. But the university's allowed to make millions of dollars off of their labor. Nothing on that, though. Don't call out the NCAA for taking advantage of black people. No, it's only Trump. And then you had this story, which doesn't surprise me. NFL ratings down again over Christmas weekend, and now they're getting beat by the NBA. That's something that you never see. But the one thing about the NBA over Christmas is the NBA used to go like all out for Christmas. They'd wear Christmas jerseys. They'd all be in Christmas colors. It'd be a huge thing for Christmas. Well, for some reason this Christmas, the NBA decided to just act like it wasn't about Christmas. So I don't know if there's anything to that, but I'm just wondering when the MSNBC sports editor is going to call out the NCAA for taking advantage of African-American athletes and fleecing them for billions of dollars. I'm just curious if MSNBC will ever do that. Let's squeeze in Jason here before we go to a break. Jason in Florida calling in. Go ahead, Jason. We'll get Jason. I know he's there. Go ahead, Jason.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm just wondering if MSNBC is going to do something about the NCAA taking advantage of black athletes. I'm just curious if they're going to say anything.
Probably not, because you know, at the end of the day, they get probably $100,000.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. You're right. The NBC affiliate, the NBC major network, profits off the NCAA. Good point.
But you guys, and I got no problem with you guys. I try to walk the middle of the line here. I like stuff from the right and from the left. I think that's kind of where we all need to migrate to is, there's good stuff from both sides.
Yeah, just, look at information and find out, where your thoughts lie and what's real.
Sure. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But, in my mind, you guys are kind of doing the same thing that these other guys do. You're out here bashing the next network. You're promoting your agenda. I'm not saying that you're right or wrong or they're right or wrong by any means. But it's the same thing.
You know what? I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said that, Jason. I had a bunch of friends over Christmas that were shocked. They were like, Owen, you've become such an angry, hateful person since you began working for InfoWars. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm the same happy-go-lucky, cheery guy. I mean, anybody who's met me knows I'm very happy. I'm easy to get along with. I'm not angry and mad. But here's the difference, Jason, because you're actually hitting something here. I get mad when people attack the things that I love. So when they want to abort children, when they want to try to divide this country on lies, then I get a little mad. So when MSNBC is sitting here race baiting to try to incite a civil war, I get a little ticked off about that. I mean, that's a natural reaction.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family
annoying me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Well, just when you thought California couldn't get more batty, they just had to raise the bar, or I guess lower it. So now, LGBTQRSWYWTF109er is history, is now mandatory in California, and you cannot opt their, you cannot opt your child out of it. Here's them breaking it down on Fox News.
Historians now wrestling with how to teach LGBT history to school children as California becomes the first state to use LGBT.
Excuse me, you left out like 74 different sexual variations, sir.
With this story, William.
Racist Fox.
Hey, Rick, it's controversial sexist. Because some publishers were not comfortable identifying people as gay. They did not out themselves, or the conclusion lacked evidence. And secondly, these questions are not obvious.
Did you hear what he just said? Oh, my gosh. These people, I don't even know how to deal with these people anymore. I don't know if there's any hope for them. They are so obsessed with their agenda. They are so obsessed with their identity politics that they're sitting here just looking at people like, well, maybe he was gay. So let's say he was gay and put him in the history class. Maybe she was gay. Well, yeah, okay, let's say she was gay. They're just, now they are deciding what your sexual orientation is. All right, finish the clip.
Parents cannot opt out.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to elementary school, where in California...
Elementary school!
...requires a fair, accurate, inclusive, and respectful treatment of lesbian, gay, bi, and trans...
How many kids, just pause it. How many kids in elementary school think that they're gay? Now how many will? Go back to the clip.
I think what's going on here
is an effort to politicize history.
We're not saying anybody gay.
We're not saying there's an agenda. We're not saying that these people are better than other people. All we're saying is this is another group of Americans, and they face certain prejudices.
The state required publishers like Mark Jarrett to include the sexual preferences of prominent historical figures, among others, activist Jane Addams, writers Emily Dickinson and Nathaniel Hawthorne, and
these people are all dead.
James Buchanan, though evidence is inconclusive.
Yeah.
We should say Buchanan, he never married. He had a very good friend who was living with him. He may have been gay. On the other hand,
he may have been gay, so let's say he's gay.
Being gay was seen as something evil and wrong.
The state approved Jarrett's text for
how many of these people do you think are closet homosexuals?
Stagecoach driver
Charlie
Parkhurst as a woman who identified.
That's probably what's driving this.
Baron von Steuben, who helped Washington at Valley Forge, may have been gay. Poet Walt Whitman was drawing young men in parks and dance halls, but denied his same-sex preferences in public.
Much of this is speculation.
Good Lord.
Most
of this is speculation, so let's make sure that this is mandatory in elementary school. I mean, folks, this is out of control. Yeah, maybe he was gay. How do you cover this? How do you cover something so insane that there's not even a foundation? There's not even a basis. So we're going to be now in California forcing children in elementary school to take LGBTQ WTF9 or history. But think about it. First of all, I don't even think black history is forced to be taught in elementary. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But imagine if someone floated the notion out there that we should make it mandatory for children in high school to learn about white history. Shut it down. Shut it down. Racist. Racist. How dare you? All right, but let's get the LGBT History Month in there. And let's plug a bunch of names in there. Well, do you know they're gay? No. Oh. Okay. So I guess, boy, from the madness in California to the madness in New York, Bill de Blasio likens himself to Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and Mahatma Gandhi. And so now Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and Mahatma Gandhi are spinning in their graves, probably trying to rip their way out of the coffin right now just to strangle de Blasio. You know, I don't know how de Blasio wins an election. This guy is such a fop. I mean, I guess just, you know, they flood these inner cities with people that are on welfare, tell them to vote to Democrat so they can get their welfare. They flood them with the immigrants. They tell them, keep voting Democrat so we can keep chain migration going. I think that's how they win. Of course, we already know about the voter blocks they bring in with their open borders and immigration policy. But de Blasio, so now basically de Blasio is getting attacked from the left. And he says, well, you know, all of these people that doubt me and my progressive policies need to look at all the struggles that Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and Mahatma Gandhi had. Oh, I remember when Mahatma Gandhi had a staffer get arrested for thousands and thousands of child pornography documents on his computer. No, that didn't happen to Gandhi. No, that was de Blasio. Well, I remember when Thomas Edison marched in the streets of New York with, I think his name was Oscar Rivera, a known terrorist, arrested, charged terrorist. That was Thomas Edison that marched in the streets with the terrorist. Oh, no. Oh, that was de Blasio, too. Wait a second. Henry Ford was the mayor of New York City when there was like 10 terrorist attacks. So that was Henry. Oh, no. That was de Blasio, too. Wow. And then he gets reelected. Yeah, I mean, what's crazier, New York or California? Let's go to John, who's calling in from California. My goodness, John. Be sure to sign up for your LGBTQ class because it's mandatory now. What's up, John? Do we have John? Guys, is John there? Okay, let's go to McKenzie in South Carolina. Now, you actually called in about this subject, talking about disinfo from teachers, propaganda. It's actually shocking what teachers will do in these classes with their bias and then pretend that it's centered. Go ahead, McKenzie.
Yeah, I'm a senior right now, and I've been reading all about the whole...
A senior, let's clarify, high school or college?
High school, sorry. Yeah, I'm reading about what I'm probably going to end up going in the head. I'm a black person. I don't think my white people are racist. I don't want that. That makes me look bad. I don't want to be associated with that. People don't want to be associated with that. So it's like, what do you do if your teacher teaches you one thing and the reality is a whole different thing altogether?
Well, there was a kid in New York who had a teacher that basically did a whole lesson on white privilege and how black people are oppressed. This individual happened to be of Hispanic descent. And the individual just stood up and was like, excuse me, no. And then cited the numbers, like, look at the FBI statistics on crime. Look at the FBI statistics on police encounters with black and white people. Cites the statistics, completely buries the white privilege or the, you know, blacks are the only ones that have it bad with police. And says, look, you know, police incidents happen against all races, all colors. You know, this isn't a racist thing. And then what did the teacher do? Kicked him out of class. What did the school do? Suspended him. You can't make this stuff up.
You literally cannot deny the teacher what the teacher says, or else you're going to get kicked out.
Even if the teacher's lying to you.
They're going to say the FBI's fake news next. That's what they're going to say.
I mean, what are you seeing as a high school senior? I mean, is it as bad at your school?
I mean, I live in the deep south. I mean, my school, I live just in the most liberal part in Columbia. It's not as bad as it would be in, like, California. But it still have, you know, teachers who, like, literal anti-fuzz reporters, like, we have a teenage Republicans club, and one of the teachers had her kid, like, hit one of the members with a paper balloon during a Halloween party, and was like, go hit the Republican. I'm like, what in the world is this?
Well, yeah, and what do you expect? I didn't experience this until I got into college, but I didn't really realize it at the time, but when you look back, you realize it. What is going to happen to these kids that go into college, specifically white people, but black people as well, when you have a teacher, a white teacher, that is filled with so much white guilt? She hates herself, he hates himself, so then they project that onto the rest of the class, and the weak-minded fall for it. And so then you have all these white people that feel like they're privileged, and they've been oppressing black people, so now they're crazy. And then you have the black people that feel like, oh, it's the white man's fault, and everything that happens is the white man's fault, so then they never want to do something to succeed for themselves because they've been victimized. So it's a 360 rotation here, and it's literally all liberal indoctrination. It's all the victim mindset. It's all about, I'm a victim, I've got it bad, so now you have to be a victim. And then if we're all victims and we all have it bad, well, then we'll all just sit here and just play in our misery. I mean, misery loves company after all.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.